Today, in our quest for authentic manhood, we're looking at the wounded heart. And point number one, nurture versus nature wounds. Nurture is the stuff that you grew up with, the family situations, the circumstances that happened in your home, what happened with you, what you did, what others did to you. It's that backpack. It's that luggage that you carry around. That for the last few times together we've talked about. It's mom and dad, or it's mom without dad. It's a bunch of different things. That's the nurture wounds. Nature wounds are what is stamped on us from birth. So you may have been hearing these different podcasts and approaching this subject, and in your mind you're thinking, man, my life has been pretty good. I haven't had any issues with mom or dad. Most of the time with that situation, you bring you with you. So you have done certain things that have made certain things happen. But whatever the case, you may have been listening to these, hearing this stuff, and you go, no, I've had it pretty good. Well, this is truth that you need to hear as we think about the wounded heart. Nature wounds are tied to that black heart with a defective nature. Let me read to you from the book of Romans, chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. He says, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to carry what is right, desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" And so this is the nature wound. If you as a man cannot relate to those verses, then I don't get it. But the reality is, even when you're doing well, there's a part of you that knows it wouldn't take long for me to mess this up. So let's look at these half-truths under Roman numeral 2. There's half-truths. A, some of these excuses that people give, we're losing out because of poor self-esteem. Now, if you think about the self-esteem movement and how it was an attempt to do our kids right, let's just always be positive. And let's not point out negatives. Let's not discipline, whatever, to the farthest extent, and constantly pouring into somebody, making them feel good about stuff, even if they're not accomplishing anything. I don't want to damage them. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. Our society is evidence of that. And so this is a half-truth. We're losing out because of poor self-esteem. Or B, we're losing out because others are to blame. And this is very typical of us men, especially. We can find other people to point at. That's why I did what I did. It's the old line from Adam blaming his wife, this woman that you gave me. And that's a half-truth. C, we're losing out because of a lack of education. If we just knew more, we wouldn't head down this road. But take it from somebody that has pursued education, that isn't the thing that fixes you. And D, we're losing out because of defective genes. We've got this situation in us because of defective genes, and those are just half-truths. Well, Roman numeral 3, the hidden truth behind all of life's troubles. A, we are all cursed with a condition known as the depravity wound. Listen to this verse from Jeremiah 17, And verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So God in his grace points at our problem, and it's a heart problem. Or Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 3, this is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. Also the hearts of the children of man are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. So this is, the scripture tells us that we're cursed with a condition that's known as the depravity wound. And B, this wound defined, we are all fallen and defective creatures at odds by nature with our Creator and each other. So that's our situation. We're fallen, we're defective, we're at odds by nature with our Creator and each other. And you can see that as you look at the reality of what's going on. I like how D. Martin Lloyd-Jones talks about this. He says, why is it that man ever chooses to sin? The answer is that man has fallen away from God, and his whole nature has become perverted and sinful. Man's whole bias is away from God. He objects to the whole idea of God and the demands which God makes upon him. Furthermore, man likes and covets the things which God prohibits and dislikes the things and the kind of life to which God calls him. These are no mere dogmatic statements. They are facts. But all who are not Christian face the facts in such a superficial manner that their proposals with respect to them must of necessity fail. They ignore the central problem, which is, why should man ever desire the wrong? So this is the reality. This is what is going on, and it needs to be addressed at some point. C, understood depravity, means, one, I am separated from God and under his judgment. That's the reality of my situation. Two, I have inherited a corrupt nature that no human agency can cure. So if I'm looking to men to fix this and straighten it out, that's not going to be the case. It's not going to work. And three, my corrupt nature left undressed, and I want to stress that, unaddressed, inevitably corrupts my life with sin. So I've got to address my corrupt nature. Roman numeral 4, two implications of this fundamental flaw. A, the depravity wound requires a spiritual solution that only God can give. So, as you think about that, we have a spiritual problem. And a spiritual problem cannot be taken care of apart from a spiritual solution, and only God can give that. And B, admitting my depravity wound is the essential first step to finding a real, authentic relationship with God and not just more religion. So that's the thing. Now we come to the book of Matthew and Jesus' first sermon, the famous Sermon on the Mount. His first words, so this is his inaugural address. This is his, what am I going to say as I start out this ministry? He wasn't at a loss for understanding what needed to be said. He says this in Matthew 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. So blessed are those, happy are those that get it, that they are bankrupt spiritually. Instead of, hey, I'm born to win, I'm actually born to lose. And that helps me. That helps me in understanding in this quest of authentic manhood. My problem is me from the start. And I've got to look to God to be the one who takes care of this. So today, as you're listening to this, would you acknowledge that fact? Would you be willing to admit you need help? and your help comes from God. And so as we continue, we will point to Christ as the one who helps. We will address these issues as we have already, and then give practical solutions as we continue on. So hope you have a good day, and please look to Christ for your strength and help.